Hello.
I just wanted to make you aware that I've recently had a lot of extra paperwork dumped on me, and it's a lot bigger than that. It's a lot of extra paperwork, and UPMC has 5 separate quality inspections on 5 discharge clients where they're asking for like 30 documents each. I'm not exaggerating. So I'm very bogged down. Then Avi just dumped a bunch of HIS stuff on me, even though I told him I'm not doing it when he started doing it. So I'm probably going to talk to Yiddy over that, because if you want to buy a company and wait 2 years, fire everyone, then dump it on your other employees that don't have
time. Yeah, it's not right.
It's what he did to you also. I mean, he didn't.
Well,
do it.
No,
it's
I know.
It's the same thing. It's, yeah. Same thing. It's the operations department decided, well, why hire someone else if we could just dump it on the people here?
Whatever.
Anyway, so just assuring you that even though I saw your text yesterday about Cade Clancy and your note today at 11:48 a.m. today, I'm just getting to it now.
I understand.
I'm going to emails when I get a chance. I have a meeting in a half an hour. People coming in and calling me all day, you know, yada yada. So I'm not ignoring you.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I know sometimes tags get lost.
No, yeah. I go through every email. It's rare. It happens, but it's rare.
Okay.
I go one email at a time, read every single note I'm tagged in. You want to know about Clancy? Let me just look at his background and look at his work history.
Mm-hmm.
All right, background. He's got a theft charge, misdemeanor theft charge. In terms of criminal background, he is allowed to work.
Okay.
In terms of criminal background. He was
the last note in there is just saying that he ghosted you or whatever. I'm not sure what happened there, but it is in Shenandoah. Keep that in mind.
yeah, the area. I remember him, Kathleen Brennan. Let me just, the notes aren't loading as usual. The note is accurate.
So no?
Last time you screwed us with a client.
I know. All right. So, I mean, I'll keep
you
looking. It's for Tovar. It's for April Tovar, who's on it. It's a coordination case.
I understand. But
yeah.
The problem is that this dude, I mean, we did get him onboarded, but then he literally just disappeared into the mist.
Stop gotcha.
Answering, then we called him from a non-family first number, and then he hung
and
up.
And he answered.
It.
Okay.
No, he picked up, and as soon as we said family first, he just hung the phone
mm-hmm.
up. It was
all right.
Let me just quickly look through his work history. Any other notes? Hold on. Client list, patient history. He was on Kathleen Brennan for 3.5 months, and then just disappeared. And let me just look at Brennan. You know June Salmons shouldn't be on staffing, right?
I don't see it on staffing. It's not on my sheet.
But let me just see here. All right, here we go. He spoke to him about his clocks. He says he has a problem with his clocks. We updated his number. He said that he will be going on leave. Don't hire him.
Okay.
Because last time he stopped working is because he checked himself into an insane asylum.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with
everything? And then after that, he just disappeared.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's what it says on... Oh, yeah, then he came out of the insane asylum, and he said he's good and he's ready to start working. And then he just disappeared.
All right. I'll keep looking. Thank you.
No, he was still sort of clocking here and there, but that's it. I believe
no, it's all right.
He came with the case.
Okay. All right.
He was not a hire, so he's unreliable and has a history of mental health.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, bye.